Who am I really? The test of courage comes when I am in the minority. The test of tolerance comes when I am in the majority. This is Instant Illumination, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Who am I really? The test of courage comes when I am in the minority. The test of tolerance comes when I'm in the majority. Who am I really? What is this test of courage that comes when I'm in the minority? Well, all of us are facing tests of courage all the time. And the biggest test of courage that most of us face is the test of honesty. Do we always tell the truth about things? If you're a storyteller, you make up stories. That's made up stories. And people listen to them and they say, he is telling a lie and telling that story because that story is not true. And then another person who has tolerance, the other person says, he is telling that story because it has a point. It has a principle behind it. He is putting across a point without pointing fingers at people or naming names and saying things. He's just saying, no. How would you feel if you walked into a room and there was a pencil on the desk in that room and you walked through that room six times and then all of a sudden the pencil wasn't there and someone says, where's that pencil? Would you feel guilty right away? And you do. You feel guilty right away. Everybody feels guilty for things that they didn't do. And because it was presented to them in a threatening way. Now, if someone were to say to you, hey, I left my pencil here in the room. I forgot, did I take it with me or did I leave it here? You know, what did I do? Now, that's a whole different approach, isn't it? It doesn't say, you took it. It doesn't make you feel guilty. You see, you have the courage to say, I might have taken it, and I might not. Now, if you're honest, you'll say, no, you didn't take it, I took it. You see? We had experiences like that in these different churches that I visited with in New York and New Jersey. And comments were made about things. Now, did this person do this or did they not? You know, where did you put the dress? Where did you put the clothing? And they say, well, I put it away, of course. And did you put it away or not? Or are you just telling a tale out of school? And the fact is, you didn't put it away. You're telling a tale out of school. You tried to say you put it away, but you didn't. Now, you say, that's not a big deal. Well, we saw this show,
Children of Heaven.
Children of Heaven, and it's from Iraq. And these children, two children, were living in minimum circumstances, but they were a happy home. And the little boy went to the grocery store to get some stuff, and he took his other packages and left them outside the store so that he wouldn't, you know, mess them up with what he was buying. And a trash man came along and picked up the stuff from outside the store with permission from the owner, not knowing that that little boy had left his packages there of things that he had bought. And one of the packages was his sister's shoes. The only pair of shoes that his sister had. And it got taken away. The boy did everything perfect. He did everything right. He put the packages outside the store so that he wouldn't bring the packages into the store. You know, a lot of stores, I tell you this. If you got a rucksack, if you got a knapsack or something, leave it outside the store. Don't bring it into the store because we don't want to have to search through it before you leave to make sure that you haven't taken things you shouldn't. Well, that's what he did, and he didn't even know that's what they do in big cities. Mm-hmm. But he did it properly. Now, he was honest, but he was dishonest. If he had come home and said to his father, Dad, I put the shoes here at the store, and when I came out, they weren't there. And his father would say, Son, I know that what you say is true. Now, I don't get any money coming in until the end of the month. Now, how am I going to buy your sister a new pair of shoes? And he would say, I don't know. But he would not lie. He would not say that he had done something he didn't do or didn't do something he did do. And the father, who was sort of blowing off at the top all the time, he could have respected that honesty. You see, if the kid was totally honest, if he had the courage to stand up in the minority of saying what he had done and what had happened, then the father would say, hey, let's work this out together. Dad, I put the shoes outside and they disappeared. And they went away. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Dad, help me. You know, let's go to the store and check. And then, but he tried to find it, which is natural. He tried to find it. If he could find it before his dad was involved, that would be all the better. But he didn't find it. And he also made a mess out of the store, which didn't help things at all. But the storekeeper wasn't too unhappy with the mess. He just said, go, 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 go. And he cleaned it up. And he said, don't mess around like that. He wasn't a mean man. But we think he was mean because we see he gave the child the small potatoes instead of the big ones. But you see, the whole thing boils around one simple little thing. The courage to stand up and be tested when you're all alone. And he was all alone. Now, if he had said to the man in the store, I put my shoes, my sister's shoes in a bag outside here before I came in, and they're gone now. What could have happened? And the storekeeper might have said, well, what happened was that this trash man came along and may have taken them. Let's go and find out. You know, and he would have at least had a lead. But as it was, the story evolved itself into a greater fiction than he could ever imagine. But it was a good story for him. So, the test of tolerance comes when I'm in the majority. Everybody is against this one person. And because they're all against this one person, what are they doing? The majority is right. The majority is right. And so, they say, hey, you're the only person that walked through that room and the pencil's missing now. You're the only one who could have taken it. You know, and if you're the one who went through there and you did take it, but you did say you didn't take it, then you're lying, and because you must be guilty because you were in the vicinity when it was missing. Now, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So the majority would say, hey, you're guilty. But do you have the courage to stand up? And the test of tolerance comes when you are in the majority. Are you one of those who are blaming other people for what's going on? Are you one of those who are blaming others for the things that are making your life happy or unhappy? You know, the big thing that we talk about here at the University of Healing is that if I can make you happy, if I can make you unhappy, then you're touched. Then you are touched by my attitudes. And you are not your own person. If I can add to your happiness, that's okay. But I am not your happiness. If I can add to your sadness, then that's okay. But I'm not your sadness. People come to me and they tell me about how terrible their circumstances are. How terrible their children are. Or how terrible their life is. And I say, hey, that's cool. That's nice. You want more of that? And then, of course, they get angry. But there's nothing wrong with having those bad things happen. There's nothing wrong with it at all. It's the matter of what are we putting our attention to? Are you putting your attention to on this here, standing up when you're in the minority? Are you putting your attention to it? You know, it'd be so easy to go, you know, the best way to get out of a threat is to threaten somebody else. If somebody's threatening you, or some group are threatening you or something, and you're all alone, All you have to do is say, he did it. They did it. Now, whether they did it or not, it gets it pretty much off your back. And you're not respected for having said that, but it gets it off your back. Now, do you like yourself for having done that? Mm-mm. When the boys are playing baseball and they knock a ball through the window and all the rest of the boys run away, and this kid is just standing there watching the game. He's not even participating in the game. Or he might be a catcher and didn't catch it. But he's not to blame for that. And he's standing there. And so they come out and they say, you did it. And if you don't admit that you did it, tell us who did it. And of course, you can't tell them who did it, because that's not your place. And you can't tell them that you didn't do it, because you did do it as far as they're concerned. They won't hear anything else from you. Now, do you have the courage to stand up for it and say, I didn't do it? What does your mother think of you when you come in with a fanciful story? Does she say, sweetheart, you always tell the truth, so let's go find out about this? Or does she say, oh, another one of your tales, another one of your imaginations, another one of your harebrained things, you know. No way, you know. You see, if parents don't teach children values early in life, then the children won't have the values. And when the children don't have the values, it's because the parents didn't teach them. And the parents didn't teach them because the parents didn't have them. But that's no excuse. The parents have a responsibility to have responsibility when they get a child. Now, Rex is being a very obstreperous young man. He's still taking napkins from the table. He still takes little things just to get our attention. And he's got all of our attention. And he will not sit when we tell him to sit, because everybody's telling him to sit. Some people are thinking he's going to sit. Some people think he's not going to sit. And the poor guy's got all these attitudes going through his mind. He doesn't know what to do. And he wants to be a nice guy, but he can't make it. He can never be a nice guy because he's being a naughty boy. Now, how do you train him to be a good boy? Well, apparently I'm going to have to do more path training with him. Sit, come, stay, you know, and do these things. And do it on a regular basis, and we'll get some results. But he wants to be good. He wants to mind, but he also wants attention. And I guess who doesn't, you know? Who doesn't? So let's be very careful with ourselves. Who am I really? I'm number one. I'm perfect. I'm good. I'm happy. Who am I really? The test of courage comes when I am in the minority. The test of tolerance comes when I'm in the majority. And the word tolerance isn't really the right word there. It should be a word like the test of belief or trust, you know, where you believe in somebody. Where someone says they didn't do it, do you believe them or not? And if you don't believe them, why don't you believe them? People say, you know, Herb, you're so gullible. You believe everybody. You believe everybody, and you believe everything everybody says. And that's true, because everybody is my reflection. So therefore, if I didn't do it, they didn't. And you say, well, how can that always be true? Well, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now honesty, integrity, purity, goodness on earth, and it began with me. If I'm going to look out and see other people doing naughty things, then you can be sure I'm doing naughty things too. If I look out and see people doing honorable things, then you can be sure I'm doing honorable things. So think on these things. They give us a different illumination, but they're kind of fun to play with now and then. Mm-hmm. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.